Tracking an elk can be a difficult challenge, that's for sure. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Yesterday, we left Damon Bungard, who had taken a great shot at a bull elk and was tracking him. He also had with him his trusty tracking dog, Jaeger. The bull got into some oak brush and kind of disappeared. So we pick it up from there.
Well, now I'm super nervous. Let's go get Jaeger. And went and got him. It was too high altitude, too far to get to the hit site, which is usually kind of the rule you want. But with elk, you know, I didn't know how he was going to be, because you probably know elk. You can smell them. I can smell them. You know, I've never been walking through the whitetail woods and just stopped cold because I smelled a deer. It happens all the time hunting elk. I don't know if that's going to be overwhelming for him. You know, they tend to be herd versus deer that tend to be solitary. So I have no idea how he's going to react. And we kind of started them cutting in that meadow, and he kind of worked his way up this face and starts getting a little excited. I'm getting excited on the feedback I'm getting from the dog, and I'm getting into the oak brush and works his way in. And I'm like, okay, he's pulling. And then, boom, there's an old calf elk carcass. And I was like, oh, damn. And I was like, no, that's not what we're looking for. But I keep looking. He's getting excited again. He's just searching this oak brush. And then I see, it looks like an organ laying up under a bush. I got down and crawled in there. And it was a half-eaten, inverted ground squirrel.
But where in the world is his elk? We'll talk about that tomorrow. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.